As leaders, we know leading at any time can be challenging. In this particular season, when many of you are locked down or under shelter in place, it can be even more challenging. In this episode, we're going to talk about leading from home.
This is the Craig Groeschel Leadership Podcast.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Craig Groeschel Leadership Podcast, where we are crazy passionate about building great leaders because we know that everyone wins when the leader gets better. Now, if you're wondering why our podcast rhythm is a little bit different than normal, it's because our world is very different from normal. Originally, I'd planned this month to release episode number one, part one of a two-part series called The Four Enemies of Growth. The content, I believe, would have been really, really helpful. The problem is I forgot the fifth enemy of growth, and that is COVID-19. Totally did not see that coming. And because almost everyone is not talking about how do we grow our organizations, but how do we keep them alive, we're going to put those on hold for another time. And I'm releasing brand new content. Now, if you did not listen to the last episode, please, 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 that one is far more important. We talked about leading through crisis. Stop this one. Listen to that one first. That is very, very important. What I want to do in this episode, though, and for context, whenever you're listening, this is being recorded in early April of 2020. The reason I want you to know that is because in 2022, you may say, why are you talking about leading from home? But you will remember COVID-19 of 2020. And most people now around the world, you're under one form of shelter, being at home, not allowed to go out. It varies from state to state, country to country. But for the most part, most of you like now are probably like my 800 staff members. Of 800 staff members, we maybe have 12 that are coming in because their role is essential. The other 700 and some odd are working from home. And this creates all sorts of unusual challenges. Not only are you working from home, but many of you are now homeschooling your kids, which creates additional challenges. Just to tell you, my family, or I should say my wife, homeschooled our six kids. I was more of the principal. She did the real work. And so we have tons of families asking her now, how do you homeschool your kids? What's funny is I've got tons of kids asking my kids, how do you deal with your parents during this time when they're trying to homeschool us? What I want to do is I want to talk in this episode directly into the current environment. In other words, 6 months from now, this may feel very irrelevant, but for those of you trying to lead from home right now, it's a very different environment than what you had a few weeks ago, and I want to speak directly into these circumstances. Now, just for some context behind the scene, you probably don't care, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Normally, I'll spend about 8 to 12 hours preparing for a leadership podcast. I script out about 12 pages or so. I want every sentence to add value. This podcast, rather than preparing for 8 to 12 hours, I prepared for 25 or 30 minutes. In other words, this is just get it out. So if for some reason this feels a little less prepared, the reason is because it's less prepared. Also, I've been cooped up mostly at home and I feel like a caged animal. And so if there's a little more passion, it's because like you, I'm just ready to have a little bit of fun. And so let's dive in and talk about how do you lead from home? How do you lead effectively when the world is very different? Someone said this, the most difficult person to lead in the world is yourself. The most difficult person in the world to lead is generally you. Now, to lead others, you have to lead yourself well. Leading yourself well in normal circumstances can be challenging, but leading yourself well when your normal routines and comforts have been disrupted is far more challenging. I'll tell you a little backstory that you may not know, but before the COVID-19 virus became a pandemic, Pastor Bobby Grunewald and I, one of my partners in ministry, we were in Germany doing a leadership event. And I had dinner with a guy that we later found out tested positive. I had lunch sitting next to a female leader who also tested positive, and my translator tested positive as well. We found that out flying back home from Germany, and so we were one of the first people in the United States to fear that we might have been infected by the coronavirus. So we immediately went into a 14-day, very, very strict quarantine. Honestly, those of you who say, quarantine's so hard, you show pictures of doing puzzles with your kids and eating takeout Chick-fil-A, I kind of want to say, that's not a real quarantine. We were 14 days, no contact with any person, and it was really, really difficult. It was what I would describe as emotionally disorienting. Whatever you're doing right now, I just want to say, you're very likely emotionally disoriented. My team, our 800 staff members that serve our organization, some of them right now are overwhelmed because they have way, way too much to do. Others of them feel under challenged right now because if you can imagine, if you're a pastor who normally has 7 or 8 services on a weekend and you're all about getting volunteers and doing pastoral care, but you can't interact with people, these pastors feel emotionally disoriented because they're trying hard to add value, but they can't do the normal things that they're used to doing. In a time like this, what we tend to do is we look for ways to stabilize. During my 2 weeks of quarantine, as I was trying to lead from home without being able to have any kind of human contact, I was trying to stabilize my emotions. And what I want to do is I want to talk to you about how you can do this when your world seems to be completely upside down. And again, these thoughts I put together very, very quickly. I'm going to go through them very, very quickly. Here's my advice if you're working and leading from home. First of all, go to bed at the normal time. What I found is a lot of people are like, well, I don't have to get up anytime tomorrow, so you're staying up watching Tiger King until 1 o'clock on Netflix. Don't do that. If you want to be effective, continue to lead with effective and normal routines. Go to bed at the normal time, then set your alarm, get up the next day at the normal time. Or even better yet, when I was quarantined, I got up earlier to tell myself this is going to be a productive day. This is my bias, my suggestion. What I would recommend you do is that you take a shower, get dressed, wear some clothes that you're telling yourself this is going to be a good day. In my mind, it's really, really hard to be unshaven, wearing a baseball cap, wearing shorts and a tank top, telling myself I'm an effective leader. What I want to do is I want my body to follow the normal routines which trigger my mind. Today is an important day, even though I may not see anybody. I am presentable, I'm bringing my best. I'm trying to trigger those pathways in my brain that says, I'm an effective leader, I'm gonna be productive today, I'm gonna get a lot done. I would suggest to you, and this is what I did, I would suggest that you set 3 work goals. Meaning, if I'm only gonna do 3 things today, these are the top 3 priorities. Whatever those priorities are, make sure that you do them. Do them first. Do first what's most important. If you do 3 things, you're gonna feel like I'm winning today, I'm productive today, I'm moving the ball forward, I am an effective leader, and then you can move on to the other things. But if you set a very clear goal, these are the 3 things that I will get done, you're gonna feel productive and you're gonna create some momentum. Now, if you can't do a lot of what you've normally done, in other words, you're like some of my team members who's really, really hard to be productive from home, I would recommend that you just find something to do that stretches you. Listen to a podcast, read a good book. Stretch your mind, do something that helps you feel like you're improving as a leader. Don't just slip into the veg mode where you don't do much at all. I would highly, highly, highly recommend that you exercise. I'm a guy that exercises too much probably. I will go 7 days a week. If I have an off week, it'll be 6 days a week. I know that's too much, so don't tell me it's too much. I understand. When I was in quarantine, my rhythms were off and I didn't feel like working out. Do it. You may not work out much at all. Do some push-ups, do 5 push-ups. Put your knees down if you have to. Don't tell me I don't know how to do this. That's like people who ask me, how do I find your leadership podcast? I'm like, what year are we living in? Type in Craig Rochelle leadership and it's gonna come up. How do I work out from home? I don't know how to work out from home. How do I do this? Type in home workout and follow a 20-minute YouTube clip. In fact, in the notes, I'm gonna put my favorite home video workout. It's 20 minutes. It'll kick your tail. Do it, I dare you, I double dog dare you, I challenge you. You may say, well, I don't get your email. That's because you haven't gone to LifeChurch.com/leadership podcast and hit the button that says we'll send you monthly updates where you get the show notes, where you get the questions, and you get the workout that I promise will rip you up. When you're working out, what you do is you tell yourself, hey, I'm growing better, I'm stronger, you're releasing endorphins, and I promise you, this will help you be more effective. Do this, it'll make a big difference. Then I would suggest you create a workspace. What I did in my home is I had a place, this was my workspace, and then I'd have other spaces where this is the place of productivity that I can be most effective. Take breaks, just like you normally would. Make yourself stop. If it's a pretty day, go outside, get some sunshine, and work the rhythms. What you're gonna wanna do is every day, if you've seen the movie Groundhog's Day, it's gonna start feeling like Groundhog's Day if you're not careful. Force yourself to take a day off on the days off. But what you're gonna do is you're not gonna just become some kind of a Netflix slob. You're gonna get up and say, I am productive, I am a leader, today matters, every day matters. I'm getting better, I'm getting stronger, I'm smarter, I'm fitter. My goal was to come out on the other side of quarantine in better shape and even having my mind sharper. Now, routines with your kids, those of you that are home educating right now, my suggestion, and I'm gonna beg you, is this: don't rob them of the blessings of routine and rhythms. This is what your kids know. Wherever they have to be at school at a certain time, their class starts on time, it ends on times. They had normal rhythms and routines. And rhythms and routines really give us comfort. You put a baby in a playpen, it's got four walls, your baby feels comforted, not limited. What you wanna do is you wanna give your kids routines. This will create comfort. Now, they're not gonna like this, but what Amy does every day, 8:30 at our house is school start time. That means you're downstairs, you're ready, you're at the table, not 8:31, at 8:30. This gives them comfort. My suggestion would be, don't let them come down in their pajamas. Get dressed, it's a school day, come down, ready for school, and then parents, if you're home educating your kids, this is very simple. No FaceTime, no video games, no playing outside, no calling your friends, no whatever, until your school is done. Make them stay focused. Make them stay focused and they're gonna get it done. I promise you, they'll get it done. They will like it. Now, you're gonna feel like, am I gonna mess up my kids? Are they gonna be stupid because they've been homeschooled for 6 weeks? Listen, I promise you, 4 or 5 hours a day with you is not gonna mess up your kids. Lower the pressure. In fact, it's never been easier to home educate your kids with all of the technology available to you. In fact, I would argue that a few hours of intense study is much more effective than typically what they're gonna get in an 8-hour day somewhere else. Take the pressure off. Don't feel like you're gonna mess them up. You're not gonna mess them up. In fact, use this as a time to help get to know them better, to cheer them on. Keep it structured and everybody's gonna be a lot happier as you do. Now, where are you gonna face the biggest battles? You're gonna face the biggest battle in your mind. In fact, most of life's biggest battles are fought in your mind. I always say that your life is moving in the direction of your strongest thoughts. Where are your current thoughts taking you? So many people that I'm talking to right now, they are in total wig out, panic, freak out mode. The economy is gonna be in the tanks, where unemployment is gonna be skyrocket, my business is gonna die, blah, 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 blah. Is there gonna be blood in the streets? Yes. Is this an incredible global challenge? Yes. But at the same time, wise leaders make wise decisions. Not only are there significant challenges, but we're also gonna see significant opportunities. Fight to keep your mind in, not reacting to what's going on, but being proactive, anticipating what's coming as much as you can, but not projecting too far out into the future, just making the decisions today that are necessary today. Make sure your thoughts are moving in the same and right direction. Now, to be really transparent, when I was in a strict 14-day quarantine, I found myself battling moments of depression and anxiety and shortness of breath. What I had to do is train my mind back on truth, renew my mind with truth, and tell myself again and again, this will pass. What I want you to understand, that if you're listening to this in 2023, you're gonna be saying, oh, I remember that. Life will be different, but we're not gonna be quarantined forever. This will pass. Take control of your thoughts. You cannot control everything, but you can control your attitude. Make the wise decisions. Control your attitude. We're going to think long-term, but we're not making long-term decisions. We're deciding in the moment. And then lead, 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 lead. Don't let your circumstances in some room talk you out of doing what you can do. You can lead from anywhere. For example, for 2 weeks, I was completely quarantined, had no ability to see anybody face-to-face. And so I led our church out of the bedroom. Every piece of communication was with a phone held up, and I led from the bedroom. I did 2 conferences from my bedroom. I was the keynote speaker at an event supposed to be in California. We put 1 camera up. We had camera operators from outside my house just hitting start, stop, broadcast live. I also spoke to a bunch of CEOs from my bedroom. I led the whole church there. Don't let your circumstances talk you out of your ability to lead. You can lead from anywhere. A great leader can lead from their bedroom if they're quarantined. You can lead from home. You can lead from anywhere. Just make it work. You're going to have a lot of excuses as to why you can't do certain things. Remember, you can make excuses or you can make progress. You cannot make both. Make it work wherever you are. Is this going to test you? Yes. Is this going to stretch you? Yes. Is it going to push you? Yes. Are you going to survive? Yes. And I promise you, you'll be wiser and you'll be stronger on the other side. Years ago, when I was starting out, I was listening to a mentor who said, whenever you lead, you can expect to face probably a pretty significant crisis at least once a decade. At the time, when I was in my early 20s, I didn't know what that means. You're going to face a pretty significant crisis once a decade or so. Well, I'm 30 years into leadership now, and I'll tell you about the major crises that I have led through. I led through the Murrah bombing. I lived in Oklahoma City, and I was a staff member at a church that was across the street from the Murrah building, which was destroyed by an act of domestic terrorism. Across the street was our church, which was totally and completely destroyed. We lost tons of people that we knew. We were unable to meet in that church, and our whole world was turned upside down. I helped lead through that crisis. 9/11 hit. I was up in an airplane when the other airplanes went down. When I landed, our world was different. I, like many of you, helped lead through the 9/11 crisis. The housing crash of 08 and 09. Tons and tons of organizations went under. They had to lay off. I, like many of you, helped lead through the 08-09 crash. Guess what? Just like you, I will be one of the leaders who lead through COVID-19 in 2020. There will be a time, years to come, we'll look back and say, oh, that was difficult. And we'll tell stories and we'll recognize we helped lead through that. I'm 52 years of age. I'm guessing that I'll have 2 or 3 more major crises in my lifetime under my leadership that I, like you, will help lead through. Because that's what leaders do. I want to encourage you. We don't motivate through hard times. We lead through hard times. Have confidence. Even if you're home, even if there's all sorts of headwinds, leaders lead, and everyone wins when the leader gets better. I want to recommend a couple of resources for you. I've got some friends that are teaching on how to lead through crisis. Carrie Newhoff has, I think it's a 7-part series. There's a link in the show notes. If you don't get the show notes, what are you thinking? Go to live.church/leadership podcast and tell us. We'll send you that. You'll also get the workout, which I promise you, hey, try it, post that you did it. If I see it, I'll give you a thumbs up. I'll cheer for you. It'll kick your tail. Promise you, it's a really, really good one. Also, my good friend John Maxwell, he has some teachings on YouTube about how to lead through crisis. Hey, guess what? This is a great time to get better. Go find some resources that stretch your mind. If this is helpful, would you do me a favor? Would you write a review? Would you rate it? Hit subscribe, 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 subscribe. It'll come to you. Make sure you listen to the last one. Tell people about it on social media. My gift is to try to bring you content. Your gift to me is to invite others to be a part of our leadership community. You're going to feel pressure. We all do. Take the pressure off. You are exactly wired the way you're supposed to be. Show up and bring the real you, because we say it all the time. People would rather follow a leader who is always real than one who's always right